All right, let's do this. Let's do corporate repentance. Now, everyone has to do this because we have done this a lot at our meetings. But if you never, ever really, 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 really saw how being with someone intimately in a relationship was reserved for what God had for your life, a one man and a one woman, a one-time event, unless there was death, that would glorify God and just declare that God is faithful and trustworthy. And if you never saw that before, and you realize now that you just opened the door for sexual sin to try to destroy your relationships, your children's relationships, that door was just open. In other words, if the Holy Spirit showed you something in these last 2 days about intimacy that kind of changed the way you see it, that maybe would have changed the behavior you had before, and you really just want everything of the way you saw it before maybe ripped away and a brand new start with that. If that's you, I just want you to say, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I didn't understand this awesome gift of a husband and a wife cleaving together out of love that would reveal something so holy as you and the church being forever united, you and your bride. And Lord, forgive me for the sexual sin or even the lust that's operated in my life instead of the purity of what you intended with intimacy in the marriage relationship. I want a fresh start. I want your kind of passion in my marriage. If you're not married, I want you to say, I want only to have passion for you, Lord. I want to stay holy. Father, we ask that for every marriage bed that's been defiled in this place, that you would send angels supernaturally to change the sheets in the spirit realm. That, Lord, when you would look on our marriage beds from now on, it would be truly holy ground. And Father, we break the power in the name of Jesus of everything that's been released because of not having this understanding or not having the reverent fear to walk in this understanding. And we believe that in Jesus' name. Amen. I just kept seeing when we take communion that God's just going to break some of these things. Some of you wonder why, you know, you're still being drawn to lust. You're still being drawn to things. I just believe God's going to break this off. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And I believe the anointing of being in the presence of God and taking communion is going to begin to just release and break things off. And we're just going to see just a holiness in our marriages. And those who are single are just going to have this holiness with God and just be so excited to have this thing the way God wants it to be. For those who've crossed lines and you're waiting for the Lord or desiring for the Lord to bring someone, that you're going to have a clean slate when you leave here. I believe that God's going to break what I call soul ties. It's where, and the teaching called First Love is really good to help people with this, but it's where you've been with someone and that person comes back to your thinking. Sometimes the devil may say, why didn't I marry them instead? Or that's the person I really loved. And all that kind of stuff to come in and still keep that marriage defiled. Some of you thinking about someone you wish you had married, or someone you were married to and you're not anymore, and all that kind of mess that defiles the marriage. And let's just believe for God to wipe all that away. Boyfriend relationship, girlfriend relationships in the past. Also, just clean out our thinking about marriage. Just clean out our thinking about what the world says it is, and just really begin to grab onto what God says it is. So, Lord Jesus, forgive me for buying into any kind of doctrine that promoted the curse as divine order in marriage. And Lord, forgive me for living in the curse. I want to be set free from that curse today, because Jesus Christ paid to set me free. He chose to hang on a tree to break the curse for me. And I break the power of having my desire towards a person so that I could feel complete. And I go back to the place in Christ where my completeness is in Him, where He's all that I need. He's more than enough. I break the power of wanting someone to rule over me, to dominate me. This is mainly for the ladies. I break the power of the curses on conception, on the entire reproduction process, and on raising children. Whoa. I want the covenant protection that Jesus Christ paid for. I want godly relationship with my spouse and my children. Whoa. Say, Lord Jesus, I break the curse of never liking my job, of having to work, and it never really working out, of trying to get ahead, and it's constantly a struggle. I break the power of the curse that keeps me focused on my works instead of just enjoying who I am in Christ and enjoying all of God's creation and relationships. I break the power, of this curse in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I take communion, I want every demonic spirit that's been attached to that curse to loose me, in the name of Jesus. I break the power of the enemy attacking relationships and jobs because of this curse. I have been redeemed from the curse. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm going to live that, believe that, speak that, and watch the angels of God keep me free from being affected by the curse, because of what Christ has done to redeem me. In Jesus' name, I break the power of the effect of the curse on my marriage. I cancel it in Jesus' name. Amen. So what I want first is the married couples that are here to come up. The married couples that are here to come up first. What I want you to do, I want you to get the communion together as a couple. All right, and then I'll pray and we'll take the communion together. I see angels all around you, assigned to each couple, and I see them just pouring, just healing and cleansing water over you, over the hurts from the marriage, over the bitter places. I just want you to just let all the bitterness and unforgiveness just pour out of you right now. Just let it go. Just let it go. Just trust God with everything. Just trust God with everything. Just let it go. And I see the same angel, and it's like one of those Disney movies, but it's like Cinderella. But I see all of a sudden the women just being dressed in white gowns. Just white gowns. Just in the eyes of the Lord, you're standing there pure and holy, just with white gowns. And all the men, God just has you dressed so handsome. And I just see the Lord giving you eyes for your bride. Just eyes for her. Just like God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And I just believe the Holy Spirit is stirring a deeper passion and love for this gift that God has for you. And I just want you to really see that the Lord Jesus is giving this bride to you. And he's looking at you and he's saying, treat her the way I treat my church, my bride. Treat her and love her by my grace the way I treat her and love her. She is going to be my bride and she is my daughter. She is the weaker vessel. Don't you ever abuse her. Don't be sharp with her. For I'm giving her to you. I'm giving her to you. And I see the Lord now beside the men. And he's saying, daughters, I'm giving my son to you. And I want you to love him like you love me. And I'm going to give you the grace to love him the way you want to love me. And I'm going to teach you to love as you love him. Lay down your own preferences and opinions. Don't worry about the worldly stuff. Just trust me to work in him. To let you know how loved you are. I'm going to teach him to love you. I'm going to teach him to love you. And I'm going to teach you to honor him. And to trust me to work in his life. And I just see the Lord and he's saying, I give each of you to each other for my glory. I want you now to take communion. Know that Jesus paid the price with his own blood and his own flesh, that you could go boldly into the very throne room of God to get all the help and all the wisdom that you are going to need to love this person and to be changed into the likeness of Christ and to move together even as one flesh. And after you've taken the communion, let's just stay there. I want you looking, the husbands and wives, I want you looking in each other's eyes. And husbands, I want you to say, the Lord just, I believe by his Spirit, he's saying, this is my daughter. This is my future bride. And you're the only one I'm giving her to really love her, to really take care of her. And I'm going to give you grace for that. And I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I receive. This is the men to the ladies now. Okay, this is the men to the ladies. God is giving this daughter, his daughter, his future bride to you men. He's right there and he's saying, I want you to glorify me in this. I'll give you the grace. I want you to love her the way that I love her, the way that I love the church. I want you to come to me when you need wisdom. I want to show you how to do this for my glory. And he just said that. I want the men to now say, Lord Jesus, I receive this woman, your daughter, as my wife, as an awesome gift from you. God, give me the grace to have a marriage that glorifies you. And from this day forth, we are one flesh. And we're not going to be separated because of your grace. Now, Lord, teach me your ways. Help me to have ears to hear what she would say to me that would come directly from your heart. And help me, Lord Jesus, to hear how to minister to her. Now, ladies, I want you to hear the Lord saying to you, this is my son. I'm going to be one with him forever, married to him. And I'm going to give him wisdom if he comes to me as how to love you, how to lay down his own life for you, how to put you ahead of himself. And I'm going to teach him how to do these things. And I'm giving him as a gift to you. And I want you to be honoring to him, patient, trusting me that I can do this work. Seeing that he is the only one I'm going to share you with. In an intimate way. And as you draw closer to him, my love for you is going to pour into him. Ladies, I want you to say, Lord Jesus, I receive this man as my husband, as a gift from you. And Lord, by your grace, I will love him, honor him, listen to him, submit to him, Lord God, as unto you, and trust you to work in him. And Lord, I thank you for this husband. And today, Lord God, I truly see that we are one flesh that will not be torn apart. Lord, give us the grace to glorify you in this. In Jesus' name, amen. You may kiss the bride. All right. Wow, there's such an awesome presence of God, huh? All right, now, if you're here and you're married to a believer, they're just not here. Maybe they don't understand all this. Maybe they're not on the same page, or maybe they just couldn't be here or just decided not to come. I want you to come up. Married to a believer now.